horses, buddy. Ronnie Mac.
Miserable, mean, nasty fucking scumbags.
Well, you can call us what you
mean. Amanda, what's up?
Bought it?
What's hip?
How you doing?
Amanda, what is hip?
What is hip? we are.
The Andy and Amanda show.
Yes.
yes.
Welcome aboard, everybody. This is the Wednesday show, drink in hand. It's the hump day show. It's our drinking show. I know I got my drink in my hand, and Cornell does. I'm thinking Amanda might. I don't really know.
Oh,
Amanda, you have a drink in hand?
That's wishful thinking right now, my lovelies.
Oh, it was a homemade wine. I'm thinking you had.
I
oh, well.
No.
We are live. We are live from Arizona, or temporarily Arizona. We are live from Monterrey, Mexico, and from Delaware. Got Andy here. We got Amanda down there. We got Cornell over there. We celebrate 2 years Coast to Coast Live on the 15th of April on Friday. It'll be 2 years since we actually launched this show to the day. To the day.
Wow.
Over 600 and some odd episodes. People say, well, how did you get so many episodes? Let me explain that real quick. We initially started the show, and we went for quite a long time, the bulk of our first year. We were a five-day-a-week show. We were on every single day, Monday through Friday. And then some of those shows repeated over the weekend, and then it was just so much work. We love what we do, but we do all do other things, as you might know by now, mostly in the entertainment music business. So we decided, because it was taking so much of our other life up, that we would go to 3 days a week and sponsorship or whatever it might be. We can go to 5 days a week. Three days a week ain't bad. A lot of our 3 days a week shows also repeat, like a Monday show repeats Tuesday, Wednesday show repeats Wednesday, a Friday show repeats several times Saturday and Sunday. So therefore, the actual amount of shows that have been broadcast or out there include repeats, but including those repeats, we're approaching 700 published shows. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah.
We never.
And we. It's been such a great ride, and I think we should. I'm remote right now. You know, some of you might know I'm in Arizona temporarily, and looking forward to going back to the LA studios and being able to do things. And if you want to, nothing's normal on this show, but at least having the full studio capability back at the in Los Angeles, which I don't have here. If I sound a little off, a little echoey, a little roomy, whatever, it's because I'm not in the studio. I'm doing this remotely. It's kind of crazy, but we're making it work here.
It's a desert sport, you know. You've got more.
It's a desert. I'm in a desert.
I
don't want to offend any of our listeners in Phoenix. I know we have some. It's a cool place. A lot of places to go. Great restaurants. Great food.
I would love to go there.
I'm going to be polite and say I'd much rather live in L.A. rather than something else.
You know what? I don't know what it is about Arizona, because it's always been on my to-do list to go and visit and be there and spend time there, because I've heard some amazing things about the place, you know?
I got a question for you. Most of you know, because we still do introduce the show, and we're promoted as a show that presents Amanda in the U.K. and Andy here in the U.S.A., and, you know, we've all – three of us who you're hearing right now, Cornell introduced us, none of us have ever met. And again, we're going on 2 years of doing the show. We've never met each other. Ever. Cornell puts this whole thing together. He's our show coordinator. And he introduced Amanda and I, said, hey, you guys, you know, great chemistry together. You'd make a great husband and wife. You'd probably have great kids.
All of it, man. Kids, house, farm, all of it.
The whole thing. The station wagon, the collie. Hey, honey, I'm home.
Kids to college.
Your kids, the whole thing. We're advancing quickly here. What do our kids do now? I think one became a lawyer, the other became a doctor. We're doing all right. Anyway, that was fast. Woo! Whoa, it's fast.
That was fast work, I tell
you. That was real fast.
That's the fastest I've worked in 2 years.
Very genius. Very genius.
Yeah, you know.
Cornell's got some interesting foresight with things. He's just incredible. He's got this intuition, and it's amazing.
And Amanda's still saying,
she's shocked
Amanda's
at a picture.
Saying, yeah, you know,
yeah.
Still.
Yes, I am.
Always. Always.
Cornell said, hey, but, you know, because we had this other thing going. It was all right. We won't dive into that right now. But, you know, we started from April, and the show was the Ebony and Ivory show. It was a good show. It was a good format show. And Cornell joined us as a producer of the show. And said, hey, I think you know, when it introduced you to Amanda, and Amanda came in the show, and then Cornell said, you know, I think you and Amanda would just, you know, have this incredible chemistry together. Even though Amanda was,
sound like Cornell's a snake. Oh my gosh.
And we picked up, you know, and the show is, you know, we wanted to explore more, you know, the show, I guess, broaden out the platform of the show as what we did and talked about and so forth. And, you know, having a guy and a girl, especially a real sexy girl like Amanda and a really ugly guy like me.
Hey, boy, none of that now. You're very handsome fellas.
Amanda, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know.
This issue is under investigation.
Yeah.
Oh. Very good.
But anyway, so Amanda and I. So Amanda right now is in Mexico, hanging and staying and living and being there in Monterey with her significant other, which is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to have her on this side of the world. And Amanda, let me ask you, is it possible that you might be able to come to up this way before you head back to the UK, into the United States?
It could be very possible, yes. I will look into that, sweetie.
I can meet you in Arizona if you somehow, I mean, LA is amazing. I could show you areas in LA you never want to go back to the UK. I mean, you'd want to stay there. You'd say, send me my mom. Send my clothes, you know. you know, we'll find you a job. You know, I think McDonald's is hiring. I don't know. Anyway, no.
Oh, thank you.
No, but California is an amazing place to live. I mean, there's so many people there, and there's a reason why. The whole coast, from north to south, it's changes. It's so diverse. There's mountains, there's oceans, there's forests, there's hiking, there's skiing, there's swimming, there's surfing, there's, you know, you name it. There's culture if you're into the symphonies and the opera and museums and history. I mean, just an amazing place from San Francisco to San Diego and the wine country up north of San Francisco. It's just an amazing place to be. I'm loving my life there. But if you somehow had this, whatever it might be, a premonition or whatever it might be, that said, hey, you know, I want to get to Phoenix, you know, I want to get to Phoenix, I could meet you here and we could explore this place together. Because I don't know, you know.
Take it to Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood. That's usually the first place I take, you know, visitors and friends when they come into town. Hollywood is kind of, I don't want to be impolite. You know, Hollywood is what you might say is a little, I don't want to say seedy, but kind of like just grungy, if you know what I mean. There's nothing much, a lot of cars, a lot of tourists, you know, people dressed up as Spider-Man in front of where they do the Academy Awards, the Nokia Theater, that whole stretch there. And they want, you know, money so you can take a picture with them. You know, Batman, Spider-Man, Jimmy Kimmel's theater is right across the street from where the Academy Awards are done. And some people, you can actually get tickets to see Jimmy Kimmel. You can actually go see, and he's great. He's amazing.
Yeah.
And you got to see that, you know, so what I usually do is I'll take people to Hollywood and park and go see the Nokia Theater and blah, 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 and the whole plaza. It's kind of cool. And here's where the Academy Awards are. And on your left, and on your right, and do that whole thing, and also all the stars. You know, as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, as the song says, they're stars. It's just incredible to see all these names that are embedded in the golden stars on Hollywood Boulevard. It's very, very cool, and you just keep walking down. And then the Grunes Chinese Theater, where all the handprints are of all these famous celebrities and stars. Then from there, it's not a long drive to Beverly Hills, where you can see all the stars of Hollywood past, you know, where Lucille Ball lived, and here's where this one lived, and Jack Nicholson, this one, that one. And you kind of can do that tour. Beverly Hills is very cool. You cannot see too many houses. So many homes are behind these huge hedges and gates. You can't see them. You know what I mean?
I've got the image in my head. Like, I've seen kind of like a virtual map of Hollywood and that area, and you've got the big homes as well that go up into the hills, haven't you?
Yeah,
like the mountains.
Yeah. And there's also the other way. You know, you swing down out of Beverly Hills, you go down towards Mulholland Drive, and down into I guess that would be southern type of Hollywood, southern portion. You go up Mulholland Drive all the way up in the mountains. You go up to Runyon Canyon. You can look that up. Runyon, R-U-N-Y-O-N, Runyon Canyon. It's amazing. You park your car in a small parking space. You can kind of wait for a space to open up. Then you hike up a little ways, and you go to the top of this mountain. It's like a horseshoe. I think I was talking about this before. And the Hollywood sign is to your left. Then directly across the horseshoe on their side is the Griffith Observatory, where a lot of the movie La La Land was made. And that made kind of that made place famous for a while.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And you go up to the top of Runyon Canyon, and the views – I feel like I'm working for the Department of Commerce. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You are.
The views from Runyon Canyon, it's quiet and a little breeze, and you're up on top of this hill, and you'd never believe you're in Hollywood, you're in L.A. You'd never know it. You'd think you were in Yosemite or something. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
And people just come up, and there's benches you could sit and have conversation. Sometimes people, you know, a lot of people take selfies and little movies of themselves or whatever, and a couple musicians hang out. And sometimes you overhear conversations by – quote-unquote celebrities that are hanging out there, you know. I saw who's the quarterback from the San Francisco 49ers that got Colin Kaepernick. I saw him there playing, throwing a football around. He's throwing a football.
Wow.
He's still with the 49ers,
really?
Yeah. And so you hike up there. This is gorgeous. And then you can also go down to the beach area, Venice Beach, you know, and Santa Monica. There's so much. And Westwood is amazing. You know, and there's so much there. I mean, I just couldn't.
Wow.
I'm only the iceberg. I mean, I could go on. I could do a multi-hour show on what to see and do in California.
Andy, I got a question to ask you. Where's the Hollywood sign at?
Okay, the Hollywood sign is up on the hills. If you enter Hollywood, you look straight ahead. You can't miss it. If you go down the 10. If you go to downtown LA, and downtown LA is pretty cool. That's where the former Staples Center was, or because of the Staples Center. Now they renamed it. They renamed it the Crypto.com Arena. The Crypto.com Arena. To me, it's still the Staples Center. I'm sorry. You know?
Crypto is anyway, taking over.
But there's an entire, where this quote unquote Staples Center is, or now it's a Crypto.com, whatever you want to call it, is an amazing, almost Times Square like shopping area with lights and brilliance and restaurants and places to hang out and shopping. And it's really, really cool. And that's in downtown L.A. And there's also the Kimmel Performing Arts Center where the L.A. Philharmonic performs and operas and concerts. And there, and of course, there's the big art museum there, which is incredible. And also Coburn Music, which is like a very advanced music academy for kids from all over the world who have to audition to get in. It's like Curtis. It's like the West Coast version of Curtis School of Music, if those of you who might know Curtis. Anyway, so you go down to L.A., and you go through L.A., and you continue down the 110, you get on the 10, you look back past into Hollywood. That's to get to Beverly Hills. You can see the Hollywood sign, and that's as you're traveling west towards the beach. And, of course, as you go into Hollywood, you can look up and see that sign from everywhere. It is from everywhere. And if you're up in Runyon Canyon, like I just expressed, you look to your left, you see the Hollywood sign. If you go to Griffith Observatory, which is off the 5 in it's called Las Feliz area of Los Angeles. That's where Griffith Observatory is. You go up there and you look across to Runyon Canyon. See, so Griffith Observatory is on one side of the horseshoe. Runyon Canyon is on the other side of the horseshoe. And in the base of the horseshoe, all the way back, is the Hollywood sign. If you can imagine that.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
So now that I've done this, yeah. I want to go to L. I'm going to go. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go.
You might as well buy a bus. Get your hat ready, Andy.
Maybe I should do that. You know, what the hell am I doing? I'm not that busy. Do you think I'd be all right? I think I'd be all right. What do you think?
Buy your tour bus. Call it the Andy Tour Bus Hollywood.
No, we do the Andy and Amanda Show Tour Bus. We'd be doing a live radio show on the tour bus.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great, man. Yes.
Oh, yeah. The only thing, and then, of course, then you as you go north out of L.A., you head Oxnard, the Channel Islands, you hit Big Sur. Oh my God, Santa Barbara is an amazing town. Incredible.
Wow.
Oh, God. There is just so much. And, of course, a lot of people also go to the beach. They hit Santa Monica and the 3rd Street Promenade where there's no cars. It's all people and stores and musicians and stuff. And as you go further south, then you hit Venice Beach, and we all know Muscle Beach, Venice Beach. It hasn't changed since 1953. It's amazing. It's a big walkway on the beach with all these, you know, tattoo shops and gift shops and cafes and restaurants with patios, and that's Venice. So, Amanda, the more I think about it, the more I'm thinking, if you come to L.A. before you go back, and I'll meet you at LAX, I'll pick you up at the airport. Even if you have a full day, you know, I'll pick you up at the airport. We'll go hang out. I'll meet you. We've never met. You know, we could, you know, Las Vegas is a 4-hour drive. We can make our wedding official.
Hopefully you don't walk.
This issue is under investigation.
As long as we don't have Alvis in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't start that.
Yeah, right.
Don't give me any ideas.
No. Moving on.
Moving on.
I was actually rocking a T-shirt the other day that said Santa Monica on it. It had some surfboards. Very cool T-shirt. I like it.
How'd you like our intro song today by Tower Power? What is hip, eh?
Oh, yes. Exactly. What is hip? I think that song is hip. I was bobbing away.
Power.
Yeah.
The reason why I played that today is a couple reasons. We're going to Friday as our anniversary show. I want to play more horn band if I can do it. I'm having problems with remote studio here. If I can get more horn band things going for a music show on Friday, celebrating 2 years of Coast to Coast Live, we're going to, like the Blues Brothers, like who's the band? The other horn band, they're phenomenal, soul R&B band. Come on, man. Not Tower Power. What's the other one? Come on. Come on, somebody help me here.
Meat Wave.
You've got this. Come on. You've got this.
Not Elvis. No, they're pop in the 70s. Yes, thank you, Cornell. Yes.
Yes. Good job.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, of course. My God. I'm going to tell you, I'm blabbing on here. I want to, but maybe two more to drink. I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Okay. Oh, I like stories. Come on. I'm ready.
I got to think of the story I was going to just going to tell you. I don't remember.
You already forgot?
I guess when he said quick, it really was quick.
Yes, it was.
That quick, we didn't get to hear it.
we got Lisa, I think, calling in. If I get to know these numbers by heart, you got to pat me on the back, somebody, please. Let me ask, is this Lisa?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Andy?
Woo!
Hey,
Lisa. Hey,
come on,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to know, Andy, if I can go on that tour bus with you because, you know, I want to ride around in Hollywood too.
Yes, Lisa, I
definitely want to be on that tour bus. So you let me know, and I'll fly out
to
LA.
And I want to be with both you and Amanda. No, anyway.
Wait a second.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I'll drink to that.
And then we can even ask Cornell.
You like to dress up like a woman?
Yeah.
Of course. Why not? Why not?
Why not? It's L.A. Anything goes in L.A.
That's true.
I think that would be normal.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, I got a question. Why don't you come out to L.A. in July? I think that's when Amanda heads back to U.K., if I'm mistaken. And meet up with us here. Amanda comes up from Monterey. You come to the East Coast. We'll hang out together in L.A. What do you think?
That sounds like a good plan. I might think about that.
You might think about it,
or you will think about it.
Yeah, I will think about it. Well, my birthday's in June, so maybe I'll just do that for my birthday.
For your birthday. And Amanda, have Bella come up because it's a hop skip for her. You know, she can fly to Monterey and fly back to Monterey, and then you'll fly to the UK and still go back to the East Coast. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Definitely bring Bella.
Y'all just say the hell with me.
I don't know about Cornell.
Cornell, you're always part of the package, my love. You know, we don't even have to mention your name because you're already included. It's like one of those things, you know, it's like one of those hidden descriptions at the bottom of a product, you know, you don't realize something's included, and it's like, oh, well, actually, you get this with it.
Definitely a drink to that.
You know, Cornell could come out, and then we'll go visit our pal Ron Jeremy in jail in L.A. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I'll be driving the bus.
That'll be part of the tour. Next, we're going to see the famous
movie called Get Off the Bus.
We're going to see the famous porn actor Ron Jeremy in his cell on your right.
Definitely see him. I want to know his secret.
I don't understand. I guess we're switching subjects here for a second, but I don't understand. How somebody who's done God knows how many porn flicks, I don't know. That's what you do for a living. Fine, whatever. But how somebody has so many porn flicks, and when he kind of gets out of the biz, so to speak, he then assaults, and I don't know what he did, what the extent of those assaults were, but he's been charged with, I think, 21 sexual assaults and is now in jail.
Sick.
Yeah, I mean.
And somebody who's done, I don't know how many, but I bet he's done over 100 porn flicks or something like that, you know.
Do you know what, though? I think for the outsider kind of situations, quite often when you speak to porn actors about the movies they've been in, they will all say it's not as glamorous as it sounds because, you know, the idea of somebody having sex all that time with other people and getting paid for it, they have to keep stopping and changing position and somebody's shouting, you know, okay, next take.
I've heard, and I don't know this for a fact, but I have heard that...
I wish somebody would shut him the fuck up.
Wait, no,
that's what you heard. Whoa.
That was rude.
Whoa. That was rude. I have heard...
Damn, Ron.
I have heard that it's actually much more difficult for the guy. I understand that. I don't know how you... I don't know.
Yeah,
I heard
that makes sense. sense, doesn't it? Because a man's got to stand to attention and perform, you know, within a certain space of time. And that must be very, mm-hmm. I mean, they must be taking something, mustn't they? I mean, that's the kind of idea I've had in my mind, that they've had to assist the process somehow, unless they've managed to master the art of staying and standing attention for all that period of time. That's incredible.
Versus the woman.
Yeah, incredibly important. And I think one thing I really want to get across in this is that women's sexuality, women's bodies aren't easy. Men, you know, most men learn how to orgasm by about, you know, a very, very young age, and they do it accidentally. Women really have to focus and try to orgasm. They generally orgasm after, like, hours and hours of experimentation with a vibrator. Mm. And then you have to teach that to your partner. So it's incredibly difficult for a man to make a woman orgasm, despite all our, you know, preconceived ideas. For instance, only 30% of women can have an orgasm through penetrative sex alone. So intercourse doesn't generally do it for 70% of the population. I mean, most orgasms are, you know, clitoral, which means they're from external stimulation, either his fingers, you know, his tongue or a vibrator or something like that on the outside. Nothing to do with the inside. But we have in our heads that you're not a real woman unless you orgasm from intercourse. But you can actually orgasm from intercourse, but you almost have to teach yourself, or they think, be just really highly orgasmic. Now, and most of them, penetrative orgasms, are from the front wall of the vagina, which is the bit just under your tummy. So this is why most women who orgasm through penetration are usually on top, so the penis hits that side, or doggy style, you know, he's from behind, things like that. I want women to feel comfortable about the fact that it isn't necessarily going to happen every single time. There are lots of things you can do to make it happen every single time, but don't feel like, you know, the penis is the almighty satisfier, because it isn't.
Are we clear?
I think a lot of people agree with that, but... Okay, yeah, I guess what she's saying makes sense, you know. But, there's a huge majority of women who just can't reach that point. And it must be so frustrating in the relationship if the woman's like, oh, I just really want to experience an orgasm. He ends up pushing too quickly. It's taking me time to get there. But I think there's little ways and techniques to really kind of help turn your partner on. It's a communication thing, you know.
I need somebody for me, I need somebody to sing to me, like you know.
Oh my God.
Oh my Andrew. That's a little disturbing that that's a child's song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, Andy, you freaked out.
I think it's moving on again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah. What was that?
Funny part I remember.
Wow. I heard this noise. I thought, what was that? My phone is on silent.
Oh man.
How's things in North Carolina, Lisa?
Pretty good. It was pretty warm today. It was like 80 degrees. So we're getting there slowly but surely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'll try and pass some of this weather your way. It reached 105 here today.
Oh my God. No, thank you.
I ventured out in it, and it actually wasn't too bad, considering.
It gets a little worse.
Yeah.
105, holy
Pure white skin is kind of starting to go a little pinkish now. I'm actually starting to develop some sort of tan, which is very pleasant for me. With the kind of weather we get in the UK, you know, it's a pitiful thing, isn't it? Isn't it funny, right, how a majority of white people want to go darker? You know?
I propose I'm going to digress slightly. Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy how some black people want to go whiter.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
We can't be happy in our own skin.
Isn't it amazing?
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I got to admit, I was so insecure when I came to Mexico because, you know, where I am, the part that I'm in, that you don't see other white people around. It's like I'm the only one walking this area, or, you know, anywhere that I've been, I've not seen many white people.
So
I've probably seen in three
months.
So
you like the show White Shadow?
Yes.
You cannot do it.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was kind of like, because everybody was looking at me, bless them, and they're beautiful.
Like,
people.
Oh my
god, I love it here. But
they say, oh no, they can already do gentrification.
What we're losing is the kids, okay? The kids in this area. So they're getting to see me around, and they approach me, and they've been trying to talk to me in Spanish, bless them. And Bella's been translating for me a lot of things. And so they said, can I see your arms? I'm like, sure. So I show them my arms, and I got freckles on my arms. And it was like they'd never seen freckles before, and they were like, oh, are all white people like that in the UK?
Wow.
I was like, no, I'm one of the lucky ones, I guess.
Wow.
It was so sweet, really sweet.
Hey, Lisa, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you ever get to Myrtle Beach?
I'm not a big fan of Myrtle Beach. I have been there, but I'm not a big fan of it.
There's an area, the normal Myrtle Beach is where, like, all the hotels and what you call riffraff and all the whatever, you know. It kind of reminds me of Atlantic City.
Yeah, the boardwalk and all that.
Yeah, but if you go north of Myrtle, it's still actually Myrtle Beach, but if you head north, way north, you know, it becomes more isolated, more, you know, the building, then you drive, there's another building, you drive, you know, it's all along the beach until you get up into North Myrtle Beach. But I used to rent a condo there in the north area. You know, you have to drive all the way south, and there's these shopping places like I think it's called Broadway or Boardwalk on the Beach or something. And
yeah, Boardwalk on the Beach. Yeah. That's where everything is.
It's crazy. Yeah, but there's some cool spots there. But I used to I rented this condo. It's actually a big condo, in North Myrtle Beach. That actually is on 55th. As I recall. Whoa. So it's not North Myrtle Beach, but it's not where all the hotels are. It's like in between, you know. And I used to go there and just go out in the patio of the condo. The condo would rent for $65 or $70 a night, a whole condominium. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Wow.
That's it.
What year was
that's
that,
it.
Andy?
Currently, I'm going to do a plug. The place is called Desert Storm. No, it's not.
Wait, Desert Storm? That's the name of a war.
Yeah.
No, it's
definitely
called,
I'm not going there.
It's not called Desert. It's called their not Desert Storm, something like that. Sand Desert Duke. No, damn. Oh my gosh, how am I gonna do a plug if I can't even think of the name of the place? Oh, don't advertise on this show. Listen.
you'll get what you get, right, Andy?
That's funny.
Anyway.
Well, Cherry Grove is pretty good, and that's North Myrtle Beach. You know, that area. I don't mind that area, but where the boardwalk is and all that craziness, you can keep that.
Yeah, I don't like it down there. I don't like it. I don't go down there. When I go to, I haven't been in years, but I used to go once, sometimes twice a year, and rent this condo at Dunes, Desert Dunes, Dunes. Oh man! Hopefully before the show I'll think of it. But anyway, I used to have a good time there, and I'm thinking about going there again in May.
Ooh.
Back to Desert Storm.
Ooh.
Anyway, and we would do the show from there. It would be live from Myrtle Beach.
Well, live. I like it. That sounds good.
Don't they have motorcycle reunions down there?
Yeah, they do.
The end of May. You better watch that, Andy, because they have the motorcycle rallies there at the end of May. It's crazy down there.
I don't want to do that.
The outlaws, right? The outlaws.
Yeah. You know what I had a really fun time doing, and I used to look forward. Sometimes I go there, actually, 9 hours. I was living in Philly at the time, 9-hour drive from Philadelphia to Myrtle. They have the best laser tag in the world.
Wow.
Incredible laser tag.
That's
I used to
great
go there.
Then.
Oh, it's so much fun. Multi-floor.
Yeah.
multi-floor. They divide everybody up in teams by color, and you go into pitch black, and you got these laser guns, and you shoot targets, and oh, it was so much fun.
I love laser tag.
Oh, it was so great. I've never played laser tag. It's the first time I've ever played. But once you play a game, it's $8 a game, whatever. You want to go again. I mean, it's so much fun. And after a while, because I'd go year after year, you know, I knew the hideouts where I can go and surprise people and blah, blah, blah. But it's, you know, bangity, bangity, bang, boom, whatever, you know. A lot of fun. Laser tag.
Have you ever tried those murder mystery kind of events that you can attend? They're so cool. They haven't set up
I've heard about
it. In the big manors and mansions, and you all go as a group and you have to solve a murder. It's very, very cool. I've not actually done one. I've known people that have actually done it.
I have a boyfriend. He goes on forever. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, come on, when is this going to be over?
Oh. Oh, there's those escape room ones as well. That freaks me out because you've got to learn and find a way out of a room that you get locked in, and it's kind of, if you're claustrophobic and
that sounds struggling. Fun. I think I remember the place that's called Stormy Daniels. No, wait a minute.
What? That sounds like a porn actor.
I guess it ate Stormy Daniels so well. I'll keep thinking. All right.
Oh,
is that your stage name, Andy, dimples. Or what?
My stage name? My stage name.
I mean, funny.
Stormy Daniels and Debbie Dimples.
Debbie Dimples. Right. I guess she's got to come on the show. She's come on the show, isn't she? I think she's come on the show. I think so.
He's full of shit.
No, I'm serious.
Seriously. He's telling the truth. Oh, man. This Corona tastes so great.
I bet it does.
Again, is it Russia
not just
again?
Russia. Well, look, we know it's China.
Russia, China, and Iran. Which is the most assertive, the most aggressive in this area?
I believe it's China.
Which one?
China.
China more than Russia right now?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen the intelligence. That's what I've concluded.
Attorney General Barr said earlier this week that he feels...
I disagree. I think it's Russia.
Oh.
Thank you.
I thought we were talking about a bear.
You're drinking Corona. Corona is one of my favorites.
I was drinking. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Are you drinking a Kona beer or a Corona beer?
Corona.
Corona.
Corona today, Andy. Well,
if you're going to do that, then...
Every man and woman must be prepared to put his best effort into the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gonna grab you one, Andy. Gonna grab you one.
Oh, yeah. I think I will. So, Amanda, we got to talk about you. Seriously, before you head back to the U.K., maybe come to LA and we'll actually meet for the first time.
That'd be very, very cool.
Hopefully y'all don't walk past each other. Oh my gosh. That looks like Andy. No, that's not him.
Wouldn't that be funny? That would be a hilarious situation.
Because it would be really easy to fly out of LA to Heathrow. I'm sure you can do that. I know you can do it. Obviously do it. Yeah.
Oh yes. Yes, of course. Yeah.
So instead of going from Monterey, because you're definitely going to connect to somewhere from Monterey, so just connect to LA.
Okay.
And then go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Why connect in El Paso? You'll see the Trump wall. Unless you want to see the Trump wall.
I had a dream about that once.
Really?
The Trump wall?
This is going back before Trump even was discussing about putting a wall up. I remember having this dream where I landed somewhere. It looked like either US or Mexico. And there was this massive wall, like a metal wall in the middle of the road. And there was like a station with guards right by this wall. I found it very strange in the dream to see this wall in the middle of the road. I was thinking, what's this? And I just got off a coach with some bags and, you know, luggage. And there's guards stood there, and I had to join other people to go into this place where the guards were. And then I woke up. And then I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks later, then that's when Trump started talking about this wall. And I was like, huh.
That's
so
crazy.
It was very bizarre. And the reason I say I didn't know whether it was the U.S. or Mexico, because the type of people I was seeing in my dream and the uniforms that the guards were wearing, there was people trying to climb this wall in the middle of the road to get over to the other side. And so to me in the dream, I thought it was some sort of border because that's what it looked like. And yeah, so when all that stuff with Trump was going on, I was like, whoa, you know, my mind was blown. I felt like a stoner in the basement, like, whoa, dude, this is tripping me out.
He says, you mean to tell me you went through all that and he didn't try to sell you his poetry book?
I know.
Man. Yeah. That's what a dream. Holy smokes.
Yeah. What a dream.
Yeah. I never forgot it. And I still see it in my head. It's just so bizarre. But yeah. Amazing. So that wall is still there. They still got the wall up.
That guy. Y'all hear him?
Wow.
Do y'all hear that guy in the background?
What?
Uh-oh.
The guy, he getting his rocks off.
Caller online?
Oh, my.
So, I think that guy is the same guy that be getting his rocks off of Andy.
Lisa, cover your ears.
Oh, no.
Hey, Andy, I think you love your voice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Going faster.
Oh, my.
Who is that? It's got like a caller on here breathing like that.
It's just talking, Andy.
our number here is 515-605-9888. We have about 15 minutes for you to still join the program. Please feel free to email the Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com to get in touch with us. Let us know if you are interested in getting on the show but can't for whatever reason. We'll help you remedy that. If you want to be a guest or know of somebody who might make a good guest on the show, let us know. We also have a website called andydemanded.com or .net, and we have a Insta something rather there.
Instagram. Twitter.
A twat. We have a twat where you can tweet or whatever you call it there. What is it?
I thought you was rhyming. I was like, I'm about to finish it.
We have a tweet where you can twat. Whatever it is, you can do that on that
twat,
website.
You can sit on your eye.
Yeah. And we also have a Facebook.
The freak in the background.
We have the freak in the background. We got a Facebook.
Hey, Andy, you know who that is? You know who that is?
Who?
That's the bartender on the bus.
Hey, Lisa, Andy gave him 15 minutes to let it off.
Well, we like to hire
it on that bus now.
Yeah.
We want to find out.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
how old were you when you first lost your virginity?
Oh, my.
Oh,
I guess he never got none.
Very young.
I was going to say, that's how I was breathing when I had a COVID mask on. It's like, oh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's how I was breathing when I went to the bathroom.
Well, you know what they say.
Definitely things you can do to make yourself be into the sex more.
Thank you. We're working on it. Mm-hmm. We don't know. See, there's very few programs that can get away with what we get away with here on the show, folks. And that's why I want you to join the show.
That's like the only program.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at their, what time are you on?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you. 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we are all over the world, except Russia. We used to be. They kicked us out. All over the world. You're Russia. Russia was number 4 in our geographical marketing breakdown for quite a while.
Wow.
And we're 0. We are not in Russia at all. And that actually happened before the invasion of Ukraine when they kicked us out. I don't know what the hell happened, but we're no longer in Russia. But anyway, and if anybody in Russia who can somehow, via whatever, hear this show, more power to you guys. We know the war in Ukraine is not your war. We understand it's Putin's war, and we love you guys, and stay safe and all the best, and do what you can to get this crazy maniac leader of yours in the Kremlin out of office, because he's killing a lot of innocent people.
Yeah.
We got to put an end to it. We got to put an end to it. You know, we got to somehow, somehow. Yeah.
Amen.
I hear you.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was going to play a tune here that Cornell was getting into. Before the show, before Cornell and I were dancing a little bit before the show. And I got to see if we can find it. I got it. I think I got it. This is a guy named Andy Kimball. That's me. This is me.
Oh, yeah.
It says Andy Kimball. I'm like, this is Andy Kimball. Oh, that's me. It says playing the blues. I forget what it is exactly, but let's just take a listen because I want to do another music track here, so we must as well do this one. Take a listen. This is just improv. Improv. What do you think?
Woo! Okay.
Let's go.
Thank you, Andy. That was great.
Aww.
I like the banjo. I like that kind of music. That's kind of cool.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa, we really appreciate you always supporting us everywhere. Definitely.
No worries, Cornell.
Absolutely,
you know.
Darling.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Almost.
You're different now because you guys are on at 9 o'clock at night now, so I got to remember that it's 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, thank you. We have to remember.
Yes.
Exactly. Remember, we're on the East Coast, Cornell, so we got to remember it's 9 o'clock at night.
Definitely.
It's not like those guys out there on the West Coast.
And speaking of the West Coast, of course, we got a request for this one. Here we go.
Oh, that's my shit right there. That's the song right here. It should got an Oscar.
Yeah. whatever you call it. Yeah. It's anyway, cool, if you notice, folks, if you notice, we have, I got to say this.
Sure.
I got to say, in New York yesterday, we all know that there was a kind of a lunatic guy who donned a gas mask, exploded a couple of gas canisters, and started firing his 9mm handgun into the subway car filled with smoke. They found the guy today. A guy called the tip line, the crime tip line, and said he saw this guy who matched the description that they put on the over the airwaves on TV and the internet. Guy identified him in a McDonald's on the Lower East Side of New York and said, "Hey, I'm looking at this guy who matches the description of who you're looking for." And they all came down to McDonald's, and he wasn't there, but he was about a block away on First Street in the Lower East Village of New York City, and they took him into custody without any issues, and they got the guy. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank God. And the guy was
62 years old. He was a 62-year-old man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's crazy. That is awful what he did.
Oh, my God. You know.
Absolutely awful.
And I know that subway line. I know that subway. You know, I'm from that area. You know, I know the line. I know the station. You know, and to take a subway in New York is just like you don't even think about it. Like you just it's just part of your culture. It's what you do. Many people live in New York don't even have cars. You don't need a car. You know. Subway is just what you do there. And you know, up in. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know,
wow.
You know what they
say. You made $3.5 million.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
Thank you. Maybe someday.
That'd be nice. That'd be very nice.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But nice when, I mean, I say nice. That's probably the wrong expression to use. But, you know, it's always a good thing. Mm. And it lists people when the perpetrator has been captured or caught, and you know, justice has been served in that sense. I mean, I know he hasn't been charged, but I assume he's been charged with something, right?
He's a suspect right now. He's officially a suspect.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it kind of brings a bit of relief to people to know that.
Catastrophe.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. Quite.
Definitely. And
the
for
bad
all
thing
the
about
people
that,
who
Andy,
use that
is.
Well,
when you're in the subway, you know, Cornell, because you've been over there, I'm sure. Well, Andy, too.
Yes,
but when you're in a subway, you're really trapped in there, and you really have no way to get out. If there's a gunman or a bomb goes off, you're underground.
Crap.
So,
yes.
That was always my worst fear when I lived there. You know, when you go down underground, you're just pretty
you're
much
done.
Trapped.
Yes.
Yeah.
And once
absolutely.
The door's closed,
not a
you can't
situation.
Get out.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
But every day you do that. I mean, you don't think about it, but it's always a possibility when you go into the subways.
And you got to wonder why so many people do that. I mean, there is above ground transportation. So here on the Andy Mander Show, we took that under investigation and wanted to find out why is it that so many people take the subway, and we found this from a caller of ours who suggested this is why.
It's going to have good sex for the rest of their life.
Oh, is that why
I was
like, all
I was waiting. I was like,
oh my God!
The train, huh? The train.
And I was about to say that I
the,
love it.
The
it's
running
awesome.
Train.
I think I retract that statement.
Running the train, right?
Oh my.
Wow.
The
subway
because
you absolutely, if you play golf, if you play tennis or whatever you do, you have to make time for sex.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Lisa. Subways are scary. I was scared. I was always scared to go on the subway anyway because a lot of crime and everything goes on down there.
Yeah. You always see crazy stuff. I mean, I could tell you stories. But
especially that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. They make me feel a bit claustrophobic when I'm down there. You know, the moment I actually go down those steps and I hit that platform, it's kind of like, that's it, I want to go back up again.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I know what happens.
In the UK?
You know how I feel?
Yeah.
I've never knew that.
You know how I feel in a subway?
What's that?
I feel like this.
Caught in a trap.
Oh,
I can't walk out.
That's how you do it. Caught in a trap.
Yeah.
He has to. Mind is my fault for mentioning it early in the show. Putting the idea in your mind.
But you know,
8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive.
Hell yeah.
That's actually
good reason.
True. Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah. I remember when they thought Paul McCartney was dead.
Yes.
And other conspiracies with other artists kind of fleeing and alive somewhere and faking their own deaths. That's an interesting subject, actually.
But Elvis, how old would Elvis be? Because he was like 60 before he died, right?
No, he was 40. He was 44 when he died.
44 when he died, yeah.
He was in his 40s.
Yeah,
he wasn't 60.
That was 1979?
77.
Yeah.
Wow.
How old would he be now?
He'd be about 90, I think.
He's 90. But he's still out there doing it, I bet. I bet he would, just like you see Mick Jagger coming out there with a walker or whatever, you know, the Rolling Stones. I bet Elvis would be right there with
You just have to be a little bit more careful with the tips, you know?
Yeah, don't fall off.
People be asking him, they'd say, Elvis.
Oh, Amanda.
They'd say, Elvis, how do you do what you do? And he'd be saying,
you got to pick up a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, well, you know, I got to excuse me. Anyway, sorry about that. I guess we're about to wrap this up.
Yes, we are.
Good. All right, we're out of here. Hey, this is a great show. Friday's 2-year anniversary, guys, the 15th of April, exactly to the day.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Call in. It's our anniversary show. Lisa, don't call back in. Andy, get us out of here. We'll see everybody Friday. Take care. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks
for calling, darling.
All right, Amanda. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Absolutely, darling. Take care, sweetie.
Take care.
So,
you
to
too.
End the show, it's been an absolutely amazing show. So, on behalf of my wonderful co-host, Andy Kimball in Arizona. I know Lisa, California.
I know.
Myself,
yeah.
Amanda Love here in Mexico. Our amazing coordinator, Cornell Butler in Delaware. And thank you so much to Lisa for calling in. You know, she's a legend and a regular on the show. And thank you to you, our listeners, for loving and supporting us and sticking with us and continuing with our madness. We love you. Thank you so much. And we'll speak to you on the next show.
Friday show.
Yes. Yay. Anniversary.
There's something awfully squawy going on around here.
Around here.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you Friday. 2 years. I can't believe 2 years. I can't believe it.
Yes. That's crazy.
It is.
We still don't know each other.
We don't. We've never met. Man. All right, guys. Take care. We'll see everybody on Friday. All the best, man. Be safe. Be strong. Be good. Take care.
Yes.
Love you. Love one another. No hate, no crime. All right? Do what you can to help somebody, not hurt somebody. Okay? All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Adios.